It's Wednesday night. You know what that means for your ear holes. It's Ringside Recap with Anne Marie. I'm your co-hostio, the grand poobah, Tommy, at Mr. Tommy Walter on Twitter.
And I'm your host, Anne Marie, at Anne Marie Bear on Twitter. I have no weird nickname this week.
I'm just trying to change it up because I feel like every show is the same. It's like, welcome back. And I don't want to sound like one of those YouTube douchebags.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hey, guys, it's Unspeakable. Make sure you click like the video and subscribe and hit the bell notification so you know when all my new videos come out. I'm a douchebag.
Oh, my God.
God, I can't stand that guy. Ugh. Like, I don't like to shit on people's business, but my God, like, my kids are, like, obsessed with this shit.
Who is this?
Unspeakable.
Never heard of him.
Like, he started off, like, doing, like, Minecraft play stuff on YouTube, which, you know how I feel about that. Because my kids have the fucking game. Just play the game.
Right.
I forgot to turn the car off. I had the air blowing still. But, it's like, dude, like, you have the game, just fucking play it. I bitch about it every week, but it's so annoying. And now he does, like, stupid shit where he, like, spends a bunch of money on stuff and, like, does stupid shit, like, drive, like, remote control cars off his roof into his pool with a GoPro on it. And I'm like,
great.
Dude, that is, it's not entertaining. But I did watch one episode because they did, like, hide and seek. At John Travolta's house, and I was like, that's pretty cool. He knows John Travolta, so I'm assuming like John Travolta's kids are like fans of his or something. That's how they set that up. But
I don't know this person. Am I?
Yeah, that's a good thing. Don't worry about it. Yeah, you're fine. You're better off without him.
I'm not gonna go down that rabbit hole.
But it's like the Ryan kid, all that stuff. It's just too much. The little one, Tommy. He's obsessed with Ryan. You know that kid? Have you seen his stuff?
No. I'm 27. Okay.
Right. I understand that. But, like, I mean, his kid, his toy, like, he has his own toys now. It's, like, a Walmart, Target, all that shit.
What the fuck?
And, like, he does, like, the mystery eggs shit. And, like, you spend $40 on an egg to get a bunch of shit you can get out of a 50-cent machine.
Yeah. I know those.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, like, Tommy got, like, five of them for Christmas and his birthday, because his birthday's the day after Christmas. So, it was, like, that was all he wanted. And I'm like, dude, like, stop. It's too much. Anyways, let's talk about wrestling.
Okay. So
we're trying to kill time here. Hit the brakes. Before we get to wrestling, how was the Yankee-Red Sox game last week?
It was really good, actually.
I mean, obviously, I watched it, and I forgot you were going, or maybe I didn't know, or something, Tyler told us, that's right, and you guys were in the suite and all that shit, that was badass.
Yeah,
I got to cool. I got to live through you on social media.
It was pretty cool, but yeah, the game was good.
Of course, the Yankees won.
Right, we actually left a little early, because it was a long game.
Usually when the Yankees and Red Sox play, it's going to be no less than like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, but it was
And that's good. On a good night.
Yes.
Well, good. I'm glad you had fun. That wasn't your first game, was it?
No. No.
Because I know you guys were supposed to go a few weeks ago, and you were stricken with ill.
Yes. My strep throat in July.
Yeah. That was not really.
The cousin of Christmas in July.
Yes. Strep throat in July.
All right. Wrestling news. So AEW announced two more live show locations. It's going to be Boston, Massachusetts on October 9th.
Sorry. I'm still in baseball mode.
And Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on October 16th. And these are Wednesdays, people. Wednesdays.
I just love how they are announcing stuff, because you expect them to have like everything out like by now, like at least through the end of the year, like all those dates should be out. But I feel like this gives them it's smart marketing. They're giving their fans more of the opportunity to set up travel and all that stuff if they want to go to more than one show or wait till it comes to their town or whatever. Yeah. But I love the way they're doing it. And the fact that that's kind of the way that, the BTE episode ended this week, spoiler alert, if you didn't see it already, it's already out there. But, you know, they were talking about week two and week three, and they added, like, they bleeped it out. And then the next morning at 11 or 12, whatever it was, released the unedited version of that part of the video. And I thought that was really cool. Like, nobody does that.
Yeah, well, they're changing the game.
I love it. And then it ends in a to be continued with Kenny talking about the next show. So I'm assuming they probably have this all lined out already.
Oh, yeah.
They're just slowly giving us little bits.
Yes. And also, this happened like an hour ago. NWA announced that they're going to start with TV tapings. They didn't really go into detail at all about when or on what medium platform they'd be on. They just said something about starting in Atlanta. That's all we know right now.
Nice. I actually saw a tweet from NWA. I guess it was an hour ago, and I was cooking before we started, so I just kind of was scrolling through, and I didn't even stop. But I'd heard rumblings and rumors that NWA was starting TV soon, so that's awesome. I assume it would be on Fight TV.
Yeah, makes sense.
If I were a betting man, which I am, so I would say it would be on Fight, with Billy Corgan being the owner and president of NWA. I mean, not that he couldn't get a TV deal, but I think at first, probably Fight or maybe even YouTube or, you know, independent, whatever, what is it, independentwrestling.tv or something like that?
Yes.
Or High Spots, and then there's Power Slam. So they certainly have several platforms they could use to do this.
And TV, or at least like weekly episodes, seem to be the way that everything's going now, with like Beyond getting that going in terms of a real independent promotion and following AEW's suit also. And yeah, it's a good idea to get more people in the know about NWA, because I didn't know about it till like a year ago.
So. Speaking of which, how was the Uncharted Territory finale last week?
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
I was definitely busy. I don't know what I was doing, but there was a reason I didn't watch it. So yeah, don't know. I'm sure it was great.
Well, I'm sure you'll eventually watch it.
Yeah, I always catch up.
Because you watched everything else that they did.
Pretty much.
For this first season.
It's good stuff.
I'm going to eventually go back and watch the whole thing. Because like when the next season starts, when do they start again? November?
In October.
October?
Yeah.
I want to be all caught up because I want to watch that. Because I think that's something we could definitely add to this show.
Yeah, I agree. That would be good.
And it helps when both of us have watched stuff and can chime in.
Very true. That's another thing to start in October, like AEW.
Oh, we're going to be so busy.
Busy bee. Buzz.
Are you going to try to get tickets to the AEW show in Philadelphia?
No, I can't. I can't do that.
Because it's a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday, yeah. I can't.
If they did, say, the Garden or a smaller place around New York, would you try to make it?
Yeah, for sure.
I can see them running.
I've gone to Raw's that were like 45 minutes from me, and that wasn't a problem.
Yeah. Do you usually take the train or do you drive in to stuff that's that close?
If it's the city, I have to take the train in.
Yeah, you're not driving in. It's
shoot myself.
I drove into the city one time from New Jersey, and I regretted that ever since.
Yeah, it's probably the worst thing you could do.
And if you're there for the whole day, you're paying, like, god-awful amount for parking.
Oh.
Then you forget where you park. It's a whole thing. Like anybody in the Northeast knows, like, if you're going into Manhattan, you're just take the train.
Yeah. This reminds me, because I'm going to see this person next week in the city, Eddie tweeted me before the show started and said, keep that Gyllenhaal nonsense away this week. Fuck you, Eddie. Fuck you. I'm seeing him on Broadway next week. Fuck you. Bye.
You got nuclear heat last week, by the way, after the show ended. Oh, and I,
my God,
I was literally the Michael Jackson gif eating the popcorn. Yeah, like I was loving it.
Jabbing. Just a little jab. Like, come on, keep going.
Yeah, I wanted it to keep going. And then it just kind of stopped. And I was like, what have you done? Like, keep this going. Let's go. We even talked about it on the other show this week. How, like, Levi heard the clip on Instagram because I posted it on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Of you saying that. Oh, he was pissed.
What?
Dude, you got everybody mad at you.
Fuck you all. I'm here with my fingers up in the air.
I believe it.
Fuck the haters.
I thought it was great because it's great for publicity on Twitter, and so I loved it, even though I disagree with you, but I'm more open to other people's opinions than a lot of
people. Clearly
get butthurt way too fucking easy.
Eddie,
I love Eddie though. Eddie, I love you. Thank you for the kind words on the Selena song. I'm sorry I butchered it because I went back and listened to it. It was awful.
He's butthurt McGee.
But I'll try again another time, and I'll pick a different song too. So yeah.
Anyway, now that that's out of my system.
I was hoping you would bring up Eddie so I could bring that up.
Well, there you go.
Because I love the heat.
Okay, so Ring of Honor TV is changing the way things work. So this was episode 411. So if you guys...
This is from Hammerstein, right?
Yeah. So if y'all remember, They announced that they were going to start streaming the TV tapings live on Honor Club. So that means that most of the show in Manhattan Mayhem, was broadcast on Honor Club. So this new format basically has like one exclusive match, or at least just one match that was taped. Maybe two, depending, I guess, on the content that they have. And there's a lot of, like, highlights. There's a lot of backstage content and interviews. So it's really different now. So on this week's episode, there were a lot of highlights from Manhattan Mayhem about, like, the Briscoes and G.O.D. and Roosh and Dalton Castle, because it's leading into Summer Supercard, which we'll get to in a little bit. And they played the match was Matt Taven defeating Jay Lethal and Kenny King retaining the Ring of Honor World Championship. So that's TV now.
And we kind of touched on it last week because I thought you were getting to something different before we started recording.
Nah.
But yeah, we kind of talked about it last week. I really like this. This is something that, you know, I said it last week too. This is something I've been saying since we started the show. They have to do something different as far as their TV format, because like we talk about, it comes out on Friday on Honor Club, and then Fight, it comes out on Monday, and then it's, you know, it's on like NESN and other, you know, regional sports networks around the country, usually Saturday nights late.
Yeah.
So you don't really know when it's time to watch it. Like, do I go on Honor Club? Some people forget it's on Friday nights because there's a show going on or something else. So with Ring of Honor, I love this idea, and I really hope it helps with the product.
Yeah, I especially like that they decided to stream the TV tapings live. I think that helps a tremendous amount.
I just think it's a great idea. I'm glad I had it.
Yeah.
I'm glad their stooges listen to the show.
Clearly. Okay, so as I just mentioned, we have a show coming up this weekend in Toronto, Canada, Summer Supercard, Friday the 9th. It is streaming at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
PIM.
Not
strange. Strange it's in Toronto, don't you think? Because there's something else going on in Toronto this weekend. And I'm not talking about the Yankees being in town to play the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm talking about, we got TakeOver Saturday night. We got some kind of whatever the biggest party of the summer. We call it Stamo Slam on the other show. It's this year, speaking of which, this Tuesday will be the second annual Stamo Slam, which the only way to do it right is I open the show singing Forever from Full House. Oh, so if you do enjoy my singing, make sure you check out Heels and Quads on Tuesday, because I will sing Forever by Uncle Jesse and the Rippers. Previously, of course, a cover of the Beach Boys, who are fantastic. Anyways.
Classic content. Yes. So.
So, Eddie, check that out.
Yeah. He probably hates Uncle Jesse.
Well, he hates, I found out he hates Friends, which that kind of pissed me off. And then he had heat with
Eddie,
me.
Just...
Like, he's a very independent, opinionated human
he's
being.
He's a moron.
I like
him. I liked him because we used to agree on everything. And then, like, I, like, went to Texas. I threw Barry the Bear in the trash. I upset him in some other way. I can't remember what it is now. And now he has all these dumb opinions and hates everything I love. And I just can't deal with it anymore.
Wait, are we talking about Barry the Drug-Free Bear from BTE?
Yeah.
You threw him in the garbage?
It was a bit.
How dare you?
It was a bit.
That bear's a fucking saint, Anne-Marie.
He's dead. It's fine.
He's drug-free.
He's dead.
And that's the way to be.
That was still the weirdest thing ever.
Oh, I loved it. Go shit in the woods, Barry. That's probably one of my favorite lines ever on BT.
Oh, no. Maybe it was Bernard. It was the micro-brawler thing. I think that was Bernard.
Oh, the dickhead bear.
Yeah.
The dickhead bear. The business bear. Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him. Yeah. Barry didn't last long, but Bernard, he was here for way too long.
Barry was the shit.
Anyway, so, Summer Supercard. So, let's go down the matches. Numero uno that I have here is Tasha Steelz, big fan, versus Kelly Klein, also a big fan, for the Women of Honor Championship. I'm going Kelly on this one. For sure.
Oh, yeah. Cool to see Tasha Steelz get a shot.
Yeah.
I'm pumped for that. I know you are, too. How long do we have? I'm also going with Kelly, by the way. How long is it going to be before we see Maria Manic versus Kelly Klein for the Women of Honor title?
Hopefully soon, because obviously y'all know I love Maria and I love her throwing anything and anyone around, and hopefully one day I'll be thrown across the ring.
Do you think they would be smart to save that for Final Battle?
I think that's way too far in the future.
But I mean, you could build that division up into that point, and that's fucking money.
I mean, yeah, you could like start building it around like, you know, Death Before Dishonor time, late September.
Well, I mean, you could even start Friday and
you can,
you know, have Maria Manic come out and kind of like maybe stand up on the ramp and scout the match,
right,
or do commentary.
Yeah.
You know, and then she interferes maybe at the end, or post-match interference. I don't know, there's ways to do it.
Yeah.
But I think that match is inevitable.
Yeah. Absolutely. Maria, probably the biggest thing in Women of Honor in a long time, also because I don't like Tennille, so we're just going to ignore that ever happened.
Well, yeah, and Tennille's an Impact now. Speaking of Summer Supercard, though, real quick, we have a free code, thanks to the fine, fine folks at Fight TV. So if you're not an Honor Club girl or boy, you can... I'll tweet out right after we finish recording. So by the time you hear this, it'll already be out in the wrestling Twitterverse. But so all you got to do, got to follow Ringside Recap, follow Fight TV, retweet the post or the tweet, and subscribe to the show. Screenshot that you subscribe to the show, screenshot that you follow the show on Twitter, and screenshot that you follow Fight TV on Twitter, and put it all into one post under the pinned tweet. And and then I'll do a little random, what is it, like random.org or whatever, I can post everybody's Twitter handles at.
Yes.
And it shuffles it up. And then, whoever wins, we'll find out Friday afternoon. We'll run it through Friday afternoon. So you'll have time to plug that code in. It's super easy. You just go like you're going to buy it. You type the code in or copy and paste the code, and it's yours for free ski.
Yeah. So why not try? You might win.
And, you know, you help the show out. Indeed. If you enjoy what you listen to, you know, help us out.
It's a win-win.
And help yourself out. All right.
Okay, so here comes my bilingualness in action again. This is a CMLL triple threat tag match thing.
This is probably my favorite part of any show we do.
My bilingualness?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so nope.
Spanish or Japanese?
Yeah, this is... like. This week we have Spanish. So we have Caristico Soberano Jr. I'm just laughing about how white I sound right now.
Caristico, for those of you who don't know, is the original Sin Cara.
Yes.
AKA Mystico.
Stuka Jr. versus Barbaro Cavernario. I fucking hate this. This one I literally can't say. Hechicero? Sure.
Sure, sounds good.
And then Templario. Wow. I'm white as fuck. But hey, you probably understood me, so that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
And I'm not going to pick...
is that you understand
I'm not going to pick a winner here because I don't know anything. Is a bomb going on?
Yeah. No, I was turning on the car to roll down the window. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm going to go with the team that has Sin Cara on it. Caristico. Just cuz.
All right. And then we have... I don't know that this is actually the main event, but I imagine maybe it would be the pre-main event, double main event part.
Semi-main event.
Alex Shelley is challenging Matt Taven for the Ring of Honor World Championship. And, I mean, I think Matt's going to win. Alex just got back. And he wrestled one match at the Lowell live show, Mass Hysteria. So I think he's got a little bit more to go.
Yeah, I don't think he'll win here. I think he'll have a good showing. Obviously, he's a phenomenal talent. Matt's not losing that belt until at least Final Battle. Even if he loses there.
Yeah.
I just don't see it. He's one of the biggest stars that company has.
Yep. It's true. All right. And then this is the match. I think everybody is number one for this one. Pretty much a redo of Manhattan Mayhem, but it's the Briscoes versus G.O.D. for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships. And it's a ladder match. And I don't think they're going to flip-flop this title so soon. I think that the Briscoes are going to retain it.
Yeah, I think this is just to give G.O.D. their rematch.
Yeah.
And then they'll be on their way back to New Japan.
I don't know if they'll ever come back, to be honest.
Who knows? With the future of AEW and working relationships with other companies,
yeah,
who knows? This shit's going to change so much.
By the end of the year, things are going to be so different everywhere, I feel like.
I won't be surprised by, I'm not going to say the end of the year, but this time next summer, I will not be surprised if AEW, Ring of Honor, New Japan, and AAA are all working together.
Holy shit. And if that comes true, I'm going to freak out. I don't know
if that comes true. Somebody needs to buy me like a gift.
Yeah, something has to happen.
Because that's, I mean, that's a big, big time prediction.
Yeah, but it's not that bold.
It's really not, because it makes sense, because all those guys are still friends with a lot of those people.
Yeah.
And I know probably New Japan is more or less likely to happen than Ring of Honor, I think.
Yeah.
Just because I think they're a little more sour. But I say that, but also, I mean, Moxley's worked over there. Jericho's worked over there. There's still talks that Omega might go back for a couple of matches at some point. So, I mean, it's not unbelievable if it happens. Like, I think people will be shocked. I think fans will be shocked that it happens. But everybody's going to be like, you know, we kind of saw it coming.
Yeah. It'll just be one big mass of wrestling. Okay. Next.
Oh, well, we both picked the Briscoes.
Yes. All right, next is another match I'm really interested to see because I love this guy. Roosh versus Dalton Castle in a no disqualification match. I don't know who's going to win. I can see it going either way, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
I really want to see Dalton Castle win here. I mean, it feels like his arc is like, you know, hills and valleys. It's not, right. He's not that top tier guy he was when he was the champion. And it breaks my heart because he's so good. And he's just such a likable personality, whether he's a face or a heel. Oh
my God, I forgot he was champion.
Yeah. Good. That was a good time.
It was not that long ago either. Yes, that was when they debuted the new belt.
Right. Christopher Daniels beat him, and then Cody beat Christopher Daniels, right?
I think when Dalton won, Cody was the champion at the time. He had beaten Daniels.
Okay, so...
And it was a triple threat.
Yeah, so Dalton match. Dalton beat Cody and Christopher Daniels.
Yes.
Okay.
There we go.
And that was at Final Battle, I believe. Or no, Cody won at Final Battle.
No. Dalton won at Final Battle. No. I was there.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's right. I remember now. Okay. I remember reviewing it on the other show.
Okay. So then we have Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham teaming again versus Bandido and Mark Haskins. I think that Bandido and Mark are going to win because it seems like the Lifeblood guys are kind of alluding towards a bit of a winning streak and a boost going forward.
I agree. I think that Lifeblood is still getting that push despite the Tennille leaving, the Juice leaving. It feels still like a group, but it's very like pish posh. It's like, are they or aren't they like a faction?
Right.
So it like with Juice leaving that, I don't even want to talk about that actually, but That's still sore.
That was a long time ago, too.
Well, and it just kind of happened. There was never an announcement. I just heard a rumor and said it on here, and he hasn't been back since. So I'm assuming that rumor was true.
Yeah, nothing. He was there, and then he was not, and that was it. Bye.
And I know Juice was cool with, like, wrestling in Japan for, like, a long time. So
right.
It makes sense that he's doing that, but I won't be shocked if Juice shows up at AEW.
Who the hell knows anymore?
I don't. I just like to throw shit out there and hope it sticks.
All right. Next up is your best friend, Shane Taylor, versus Tracy Williams for the Ring of Honor TV Championship. Of course, I think that your best friend is going to win.
Let's see. How long has Shane had the belt now? Two or 3 months?
May? Since May?
Yeah, so 2.5, 3 months. I think going with that kind of Lifeblood winning streak thing you're talking about, I think maybe Shane drops a strap here. I hate to say it because he's my best friend and I love him.
Oh my God.
But they seem to be really high on the hot sauce.
Yeah. I still don't think he's going to drop it to Tracy, though. But what the hell do I know?
In saying that also, I think this is going to be kind of a build for Shane to get to that next level because he does get a lot of attention on social media.
That is true.
And I think a lot of that is because he's so interactive with the fans.
Very much, yeah.
Which, not saying that Matt Taven isn't, because, I mean, if we tag Matt Taven in a tweet, he usually at least likes it if he doesn't respond.
Fast. Okay, then we have this match. I really have no clue at all. The Kingdom versus Villain Enterprises. Not Flipper Marty. It's Brody King and PCO. I don't know at all. I really don't.
I'm going to bum some people out right now. I hope this is the last time we do this for a while. This match.
Yeah.
Not that it's not always exciting and good, but I want to see PCO and Brody and Vinny and TK. I want to see them going against other people.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it, like I said, it's still great. And there's no, you know, fault in Ring of Honor for putting this together again. But, man, like,
yeah,
I've seen it enough solid, at this point. Yeah, but I've seen it enough at this point.
Yeah.
And I'm not cock-eyeing on them. I'm just saying, I'm stating a fact. I've said this about even AEW. I'm tired of Lucha Bros and Hardy Boys and Young Bucks for a while. Like, for a while. Like, it's, like, I know that Jericho, most likely it's going to be Lucha Bros, or it's going to be somebody that we're just really not going to expect. So,
yeah.
I mean, not that that match wouldn't kill on TV, but
I'm hoping for a real legit surprise.
But as far as this match goes, I think I'm going to go with the Kingdom. I feel like Vinny and TK need the win more than Brody and PCO at this point.
Yeah, and I think that at Manhattan Mayhem with their, I can't remember if this was, you know, live streamed or not, but with the, after the match that the Bouncers were in, I cannot remember the other two teams in it. I think it was the Soldiers of Savagery and Coast to Coast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There we go.
And the Bouncers won. Yeah. They became number one contenders.
Yes.
So they will end up facing, which we are pretty sure it's going to be the Briscoes later on. I'm assuming the next bigger event.
Yeah.
Which will probably be in a couple of weeks to a month.
So, yeah, after, like, thinking about it, I think that the TK and Vinny, like, are building up more. And I think that this, yeah, like, Villain Enterprises, I feel like they win, like, 95% of the matches they're in. I think the Kingdom
Right, and they're
win.
Over. They don't need the win.
Right.
Like, and not that the Kingdom's not over, but it's just, it seems like it's that time for them to get a win.
Yeah.
They've put everybody over enough, yeah. And they deserve the W here.
And that's a big win. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then last but not least, I think this was very recently announced. It's going to be PJ Black versus Silas Young. And I would really love to see PJ win, of course. So I'm going to go with him.
I think he wins this one. Silas, he's one of those mainstays. I'd say he's probably like the left quad of Ring of Honor. but I don't think Silas needs a win. Like he's kind of, he's always got a spot.
Yeah, he's
no matter what, you know. He's always at TV. He's always, you know, he always performs to the highest level. Like, it, you know, it's one of those things, and they're really trying to push these younger guys.
Yeah, and he's just not somebody that, like, I get concerned about when he loses a lot or when he wins a lot. It's just like he doesn't need it. His just persona and character is just like it's like those people that, like, I'm trying to think of who, maybe like Johnny Gargano, like he doesn't mm-hmm. need to be NXT champion, and that's why
right.
he wasn't
he's,
so
it's, or even like to compare it to somebody like AEW, he's like a Chris Jericho.
Right.
Jericho doesn't have to win to be over.
Yeah.
You just are. Your character, your personality, your know-how to be a good performer. And I think you could definitely put I'm not saying that Silas is on Jericho's level by any means.
No.
Because Jericho is
on his
the
own
GOAT.
Level.
But I'm just saying, as far as a character in wrestling, he's that kind of performer.
Yeah.
You don't need... Or, like, even a Christopher Daniels.
Yeah.
Like, you're not concerned, you know? I mean, he's done it all. Like, you don't have to win. So, yeah.
All right. And
That was long and drawn out.
Yes. As always.
I'm sorry.
No worries. It was a good point. I think I've been, like, struggling to, like, find what it is with him that's different than a lot of other people in wrestling, period. And yeah, that's it. He just is one of those dudes.
Yeah, he's a real man. He's
the last
real man.
Real man. So yeah, that's Summer Supercard. Yeah.
Well, it actually, you know, after going through the card, because I hadn't seen the whole thing, it actually shapes up to be a pretty damn good show.
It is a pretty solid show. Yeah. Now that I'm sitting back and looking at it in my notes, I'm like, huh, okay. I like it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Ew, that kind of reminds me of Enzo.
Okay, let's not
I'm
going to
throw up.
All right. So also this past weekend was Triple Mania. I caught it. I talked about it on the other show, but I'll talk about it again here. I loved it. I struggled through the Spanish commentary because they didn't have the alternate English commentary, which was difficult because I don't really speak any Spanish. I know the basics.
I
know how to get a beer. I know how to get a beer. I know how to say hello. I know how to say I want to go to sleep, and I know how to say I want to party. And that to me is enough. but as far as a show, man, AAA, Conan is the fucking man. Like, they can put on a fucking show.
Conan the man.
And, I mean, like, Cain Velasquez having his first match teaming with Cody and Psycho Clown, which I've always wanted to really get into that Psycho Clown character because it just always looks cool on a card or on a poster, a flyer, or whatever. And he didn't disappoint. Cain Velasquez showed extremely good fucking professional wrestling skills, which I was shocked coming from UFC. Cody was Cody. He doesn't disappoint. It's always good to see like guys like LA Park, who used to be LA Parka, but then they gave that gimmick to somebody else, so now he's LA Park, but the original still wrestles. And I remember watching him in WCW as a kid, and I always thought he was like the coolest fucking character because he came out the chair and he played it like a guitar. And then, you know, obviously I watched for the Bucks and Kenny versus Lucha Bros and Laredo Kid. Phenomenal match, as to be expected. The end of the match was pretty cool because Kenny Omega got in the face of Rey Fénix and vice versa and challenged them to the AAA tag team titles at some point down the road in Mexico. So kind of curious to see who will be Kenny Omega's tag team partner when he goes for those AAA tag team titles.
Very interesting. What about the Bucks match? I literally have no clue. I think I was at the Yankee game during this.
Yeah, that was that one. Okay. It was the Bucks and Kenny versus Lucha Bros and Laredo Kid.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It was great.
As always.
It was what you expect. It's Kenny and the Bucks. It's the Lucha Bros. Laredo Kid is a great talent. I look forward to seeing more of him. Actually, the first show I saw with him on it was the NWA 70th anniversary to tie the NWA thing together. Mm-hmm. He was in that the NWA national title tournament that Colt eventually, or Willie Mack won.
Oh, okay.
And then Colt beat Willie Mack, and then Colt had to drop the title.
Yes, because yes. Well, it's cool that that's AAA, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's cool that, like, I feel like the Bucks and even Kenny and now Cody going there is huge exposure for them.
Yeah, because, I mean, Triple Mania is literally the WrestleMania, the Super Bowl of Lucha Libre. Like, it's right. So big. I mean, every year they sell it out, and it's like 20K plus.
Wow.
So, awesome. I mean, it's a big fucking deal. And I remember watching, I think it was last year when Jeff Jarrett was the champion, because he was actually on our show the week he was about to go to Mexico City for that event. And I watched because obviously, you know, I'm going to support somebody who comes on my show. But, even last year it was great, but this year it was just really solid. Enjoyed it very much and look forward to seeing a lot of those AAA guys even coming to AEW. Like, I'd love to see like Psycho Clown and Blue Demon and all those Lucha Libre guys. I just love to watch them fucking flip-flop and fly. Like, I love that shit.
Yeah.
And I mean, that might even be some of the flippity flops that even Cornette could get into because it's Lucha Libre.
Right.
It's not necessarily, you know, these guys doing stunts on the ring apron that don't need to be done.
Right.
But, you know, it's wrestling, it's entertainment. You gotta change with the times, Corny. But I love you.
is Is Aerostar there? Did he do anything insane?
I don't recall. I watched it very, very early Sunday morning. Okay. Like, I'm talking, it was like 5, I believe, when I started.
Oh, wow.
It. Because I wanted to be able to sit down and watch it and not, but I was kind of in and out, you know, gotcha. And getting up and making coffee and all that stuff.
I just know that he always does some insane shit.
Yeah. That's another one of those talents. It's fucking awesome.
I may have seen a GIF floating around somewhere. So, always curious about
that. Yeah, I'm sure he was probably on the card. I don't remember.
Gotcha.
Just off the top of my head. Those were the two, the Cody and Kane Velasquez Super Clown six-man, and then the other six-man is really what I focused
gotcha.
On.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Cool.
Let's see. We got another show in Toronto. I believe it's Saturday. I think it starts at like 4 p.m. local time there. OVE is having an event featuring my friend Brandon Cutler. Shima's going to be there, of course. SCU, a lot of those guys. So a lot of those AEW talents are going over there to Toronto for that OVE show, which I think it's cool as hell that OVE is getting... at least in North America, whether it be Toronto or whatever. But, I mean, they're getting that exposure now, so I think that's awesome.
That is awesome.
And I think that's smart for them to do it in Toronto on this weekend with, you know, that other place.
Right. And right before the other show.
Mm-hmm. It's smart.
Yes.
Because a lot of people are going to take over.
Yes. We love
TakeOver. That's going to be a big show.
Oh, yeah. Also... I just found out about this yesterday, like literally last night at like 10:30. Good friends, Will and Christina, were like, hey, Christina sent me a message. She's like, hey, can you retweet this tweet? This is my friend's promotion. I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, the local promotion by you, right?
I was up to like 12:30, wired out of my mind. I'm like, this is awesome. This promotion is literally based right where I live. Brand new. They just had their first show end of last month. It's called Squared Circle Project. And I posted a tweet last night to go follow them. Let's get them going because I'm going to adopt them like my baby and I'm going to protect them and do whatever I can to get people to give them any attention, even if you don't live in the immediate area. But they are at SC Project 2019 on Twitter and Instagram, and they posted links to their entire first show that they uploaded to YouTube. They get a lot of good guys already. Josh Briggs, I'm sold. That's one of my favorite wrestlers. So I was like, okay, I'm there. Their next show is September 21st. So if you live, you know, listen, I travel pretty freaking far for wrestling sometimes. So if you don't want to go into the city to see wrestling, there you go. So please go follow them. They're already friends of mine.
Plus, you're almost guaranteed to see Anne-Marie at the show. And, I mean, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but she's really big in the Northeast.
It's a fact.
Like, that... this promotion should basically start paying her when she shows up. And I mean, we'll cover them on this show, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Of course.
And I'll post in the episode details their Twitter handle.
Yes.
And also when I tweet it out, I'll make sure to tag them in it so that way they can maybe return the favor and retweet us and get us some more followers, cuz we love that. We love new people finding the show. We love when you guys, you know, reach out on Twitter to either one of us or the show page and let us know you're enjoying it. Or if you're like Eddie and you want to unsubscribe because of a unpopular opinion that Anne-Marie
may have. That isn't even related to wrestling.
It's not related to wrestling, but he was going to unsubscribe to the show.
I dare you.
I don't think he will.
He will post a screenshot of him like blocking me, blocking the show, and unsubscribing, and then not actually do it.
And then not actually do it. That's why he does it.
So many times.
He's a tease.
He's a fake.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening to the Eddie podcast.
Yeah. The All Eddie, All the Time podcast.
People are like, who the hell is this guy?
The Thirsty for Selena podcast.
Thirsty for Selena, hating on Jake Gyllenhaal, the best actor, better than Rob De Niro. Fight me!
Ugh.
I don't want to start this again. I'm just kidding. Everyone, please calm down. I don't want my freaking mentions and notifications blowing up again. Leave me be.
Leave Anne-Marie alone!
I'm a good person.
That's debatable.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyways, any more wrestling that you can think of off the top of your head? I'm sure I'll think of something as soon as you stop, but it always happens.
One last thing I just want to shout out. One of, like, the most positive dudes on wrestling Twitter. He's a Canadian wrestler. His name is Jay Walker.
I knew it. Happy birthday, Jay Walker.
His birthday was yesterday. He is, like... He loves Pokemon. He's got a YouTube channel. He's got a podcast. Canadian wrestler. Super nice guy. Go give him some love at @IMJWalker on Twitter. He just makes me, he just puts me in a good mood.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Yeah. And his podcasts are very short, which I like. That it's like, I think it's like little 5-minute snippets here and there. Like, I think he might even post every day.
Yes. Podcasts
so,
daily.
I mean, That's something. See, I'm the opposite. I'd rather give you guys an hour or so every week, which in my case it's 3 hours because I do 3 shows. Coming up, it'll be 4 because we're doing an NFL college football podcast as well.
Holy hell, you love to talk.
I really don't. That's the thing is I don't talk a lot. I hate talking on the phone.
Same.
Podcasting is it. You know, I text. I'll tweet. I don't really Facebook. I don't really Snapchat all that much.
MySpace.
I don't really use Instagram. So basically Twitter is it for me. And then obviously talking on the podcast, like usually like it's in person or nothing at all. Like I like that eye contact, human interaction, because you can tell when somebody's, you know,
right,
full of shit or not.
Facts.
And there are a lot of people out in this world that are full of big old steaming pile of shit. So
I'm going to,
on that note, I'm good.
I'm going to delete Twitter and Instagram and everything. And I'm going to use MySpace because that was a simpler time. If you want to be in my,
let's fucking do it.
If you want to be in my top 8, I'm going to try to hack back into my old account.
I've tried. I couldn't get into it. I tried. Cause what did we talk about last week or 2 weeks ago? I couldn't figure it out. Yeah. I tried though.
I'm not going to give up on it.
I'm all in though. I'll start a new one.
Yeah, fuck it.
Why not? Just to be on MySpace. Why not?
My digital footprint is already huge. I might as well go back on.
Yeah, right?
Fuck it. If you want to be in my top 8, just tweet me.
And then like the show page could be like a music page, and instead of playing songs, it's just episodes of the podcast. So there's that.
I think I cut out.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, darn. All right.
It's all right. We gave a buffet of wrestling talk this week. We actually didn't think we were going to have much to talk about. We thought we were only going to do 30 minutes, and we're at about 50 minutes now. So, yeah, you got more than you were going to get. So enjoy the fuck out of it.
Yeah, yakking away like we do.
Don't forget about the summer supercard giveaway. Thanks to Fight TV. Follow the show, subscribe to us wherever you listen to the podcast or any podcast. Follow Fight TV, us, subscribe, screenshot, retweet the pinned tweet that will be up. Obviously, if you're hearing this, you've probably already seen it, but I'm going to remind you again, even if you don't need it, you could give it to somebody else. Like, if you're an Honor Club person and you're listening to this or you see the tweet, you might know somebody that needs a code. Can't afford, what is it, $9.99 this week? I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
But, you know, somebody might need it. So there you go. That's a way to do it. Or tell them to do it if you already do all that. So, because we want new followers. We're tired of the same people.
Yeah.
We're not. We love you all. On that note, we'll talk to you next week. Follow the show at Ringside Recap. Follow me if you want. I mean, I'm not a big deal anywhere. At Miss Chummy Walter on Twitter.
And me at Anne Marie Bear on Twitter and at SC Project 2019. Thank you guys so much for listening again. Bye, y'all.
Bye.